We are on Daf Lamed Dalet Lamed Beis. We have to learn the Taisvus in the Sugya. We had heard the Mishnah had said, "Berishayna Yemishane Shmoyu Shmo Shem Yiroi Veshem Yiro." Hiskin Ram Gamliel Azokin Sheyekaisev Ishplaini Pochol Shum Sheyeshlay. Yishaplaynis b'chol shum sheyeshlam ibnei tikan ha'ilam. So Taisva says b'chol shum sheyeshloi b'tayf seigitin shal alachis g'doylis kasub shetzach lichtev v'get b'chol shum every other name b'chanicha or a nickname v'is li ula asroi. So on the Taisva saget that means in the standard form of the get there's a blank there where you write in your name, and then in the form writes v'chol shum v'chanicha de isli yela asroi. Mashme shaloshen zeh hayakos min beget. This is a standard text of the get. Ve'ein nire l'rabbeinu tam de zimnin de osi lidei takola, to write in all the time such a nusach so can bring lidei takola. She'ein loy elo oisai shem akosuv beget ve'ein loy chanicha. There's no nicknames, and there's no other name. Uchshekoisev beget v'chol shum v'chanicha. If he writes in the get kol shum v'chanicha de'isli that I had nire zeh haget shel adam acher. So this text is meiridik misleading. Not only isn't it a tikkun, but it's mekalkel. The mashmois I get would seem that he is a shem v'chanicha. Lekach nira l'rabbeinu tam v'chol shum sheyesh loy diktoni b'mas nisin haynu kol shmoisav b'feirish. Not you write this blank nusach, this parva nusach, but he writes every name that he has. V'tikein Rabbeinu Tam Lichter Beget, Ani Ploini Demiskeri Kach V'Kach, Kedemrinem Begmore Sore Demiskaye Demiskari Yomirya. Now, Be'emison, we don't have this in our Gemara. In our Gemara it says, Ahuda v'kori lo Miriam u'purta sore, omre nerdoi Miriam v'chol shum sheyesh lo. So by us in the Gemara it says, weiter this par v'nusach v'chol shum sheyesh lo. But the Rabbeinu Tam learned that it means you write the name. But that k'damrin in the Gemara, the ray from the Gemara is shver, there's no such Gemara. Ache barhedyet, later there's a Gemara and Aflamatei, Ache barhedyet, the miskeri ayamori. Vaho de tktani bigmore, vishmoi shebi Yehude, vishem de golol imoi. He writes the shmoi shebi Yehude, and the shame de golol, mash mektas keperish chabeinu tam. That you write take the shame of the, you take write down shame is, you write down the shame is that he hears in the different mekomis. Now, we hear in the Gemara that Rav Ashi said that there's a need to write both names, the stavke is chazik betreishmi. So let us see the lashon of Rashi. Buda is chazik. Avoloi is chazik kan. In the mokim aksive, it wasn't is chazik sheyesh loy shnei shemes. Ein tzorich lichtoy v'chol shum sheyesh loy. So it's not necessary to write a filu a parva lashon. We mentioned yesterday from the Rabbeinu Azriel that, if I don't know a name, this Rashi doesn't need to write v'chol shum sheyesh lo. But if I don't even know there's a name, ולנדלך הזמן שיש לו שם אחר המגד כושר, שאין לנו שם שקולו הוא לעצמי בפנינו בהוזק בוי. I don't have to investigate if he has other shames, if I only know him with this shame. So that's the shame that has to be written. Shalu l'rabeinu tam al mumma l'avoidus kechav. It was a mumma, he shmad himself, shagiris ish ishtoi. V'loi nichtav beget elo shem shal yahadus, v'loi shem shal oived kechav. So, let's look at the dibur ha'maschal of Taisus. V'hudi is chazik petreishmi. So the pashtus of our Gemara would seem that if a person, we know he has two names, both names have to be written. Now, we zicher know the Sefer was Afumer and he wrote the Yiddish name, but he zicher had another name. He had a Goyish name that was given to him, Bishas Ishmad himself, and that name was not written. So, L'chayre, it would seem that it's Apostle Aget. That was the Shaila that was asked from the Rabbeinu Tam. V'heishiv Rabbeinu Tam, Cholilo lahaskir shem oivet keichovim b'teiras Moshe v'Yisrael. To put into a get, the Oitzer is Mavayer, but it's called a Sefer. The Posse calls it a Sefer. Perhaps we could be mamtik. We had in the beginning of the Masechta that the Indian of Yud Bei Shuris, the Rish said, B'Shem Rav Haigoin, Sefer Krisus Keshir Yud Bei Shitin Hamafsikin Ben Abo Chumshei Sefer Teire Kede Omo Boba Basra. So this is equivalent, just like we've been called Sefer V'Sefer. There's Dalet Shittim, that's the Yud Bei Shittim. So, this is similar to the Dvorim HaMavdilim, just like in a Sefer Torah, there's an amount of Shuras which are Mavdil, so we write this amount of Shuras that are Mavdil, or Koponim, it's a Dover Choshuv. So you should go and write in such a document, Shem Akum. So l'chayre, that's a very nice kanois, but al kaponim, we have here, if it says chazak petreishmi, you have to go and write both names. So he brings a raya, you don't have to write both names. Behavi raya, midoma b'tesefte, ger sheshino shmoi l'shem oivdei keichovim, v'girish boi, kosha. Al kaponim, we have a tesefte. He was first called a Goyish name. He was a Goy. And now he was Megaya himself, and he has a Yiddish name. And then he wrote a get to his wife, and he wrote on the get the Goyish name. So it says, Kosher. He has two names. Is Chazik Petreishmo. So Vaistachais, that doesn't pass over. Is Chazik Petreishmi, we'll see later, the Rabbeinu Tam learned a different shot in our Gemara. But here we have an offener, Tisefte, that a person has two names, and he writes the Goyish name, it's kosher b'dievet. V'hu adin b'mumma, d'shem yad is kosher aflachatchila. And here, d'shem yad is kosher aflachatchila. He says there, Because the shame of its kavon bechlau should not be written in the get. He says al kaponim from the tesefta we see that both names do not have to be written in the get meikar adin. No lachatchila they should have written the shame yadis also. But over here to write the shame avedis kechovim that the zichen no hidur to put it in. So here, l'chadchila, we make a get with one name, and we see our kaponim, one name is kosher, even though it's his chazik. Now he brings other rayas, that one name, in let's say, a shem tofel, is also good. It says, the kosav, חניכוסה וחכינוסה, חניכוסה אומרים לקמון דקושר, if a nickname was written, it's kosher, that's a shame tofel, ופרש באורך אף על פי שלא נכתב שם מוביק, that means there's a shame מוביק, and this is a nickname, and the shame מוביק was not written, so it's kosher. So afilu, we will assume that the shame Yadus now is not an equal name, because all goyim call him by his goyish name. But you see, a chaniche is kosher. Afilu the shame mufik was not written. Ubahag meforish, the balalochas b'daylas meforish mas nisim the beperik basre, that says, V'kach hoyu nikiyei hadash yishubushalayim oysim, hoyu oysim kain, so it's unclear what case the Mishnah is speaking about. So the Baal HaLoch is later said, Hainu shei kaisun chanichosoi v'chanichoso. That what? So afil l'chadchila they wrote it. The nikiyei hadash yishubushalayim wrote l'chadchila chanichosoi v'chanichoso. So we have a Gemara further that a shame tofel is zikha kosher b'diyavet, and here it seems a shame tofel is afilu kosher l'chadchila. So memela here, so he wrote the Jewish name, it would also be kosher, the shame Yadus. The Eitzer brings down from the Rabbi Netam and Sefer HaYosho. Rabbi Netam said that even though the Goyim call him by this name, for sure, he says, but the Yidden call him by the Yiddish name. He brings down, vices the way you do it, the Yidden members of some sort of kishmat. The Usher, from this and this place, the Meshumet, Yidden called him Usher. That's his, they didn't call him by the Goyish name. So he's still called by this name, some Mela, so it's a name. So it's kosher, because the other name should not be written. Oh, so here we're saying, suppose, well, okay, we're going against the Gemara. The Gemara says, V'hudi ischazik betrei shmi, then you have to write both names. Hodiktoni bebraise de besomoch, the ene megereshes at sheichtoi shame the Yehude v'shame the Gololimoi. Here it says it's not kosher if you do not write both names. Hainu davke de ischazik v'shnei shemois the beis hamekoimois. That what it's possible but the evidence is chazek b'shnei shemes b'beis hamekoynes, chad b'mokim haksivim, v'chad b'mokim hanesine. Dalektoni hoyu lo shnei shemes b'yehude, hoy shnei shemes stam sheyigarish b'shnei shemesov. Elek sheyesh lo shnei shemes echad b'yehude v'echad b'golu. In two different places. The Asach Lichtev Shneim Moki Maksive and Moki Manasine. The Oison Shebe Golu La Yakiru Shem the Yehuda V'yayimru Shulay Girish V'yayitziyu Laz Albaneo Min Hashem. So Memele, that what it says, that Le'ikuve, both names have to be written, so the Baraisa was Meredik Medayik the case, that he had Shnei Shemes and two Mekoymes. Shnei Shemes and two Mekoymes is a problem, because that could bring about a Yitzhoas Laz. But Shnei Shemes in one Mokim, or let us say Shnei Shemes not in the Mokim Hanesine, he's called in the places in the Mokim Aksiv and the Mokim Anasim is called Yeichanan, and in some place else it's called Yosef. So then there's no such din. You have to write both shemes. Davke says the whole akpoda that both shemes have to be written is davke if one is a shame that's used the mokim aksive, and one is a shame the mokim anasina. There we have a mokim lekilku. I saw in Atar Shmuel, he wants to say, L'chayre Rashi did not learn like that. V'hud is chazik, abo lo is chazik kam sheyesh lo yishnei shemiz, en tzorch lichte v'chol shum sheyesh, afil anoy v'lach hazman sheyesh lo shem acha, abo get kosher shen lo no shem shkol atzma v'chnein huzlik boy. That means Rashi says, lo yishyesh lo yishnei shemiz, Rashi did not mention that the second shame has to be b'mokim anasinah. Sheyesh lo yishnei shemes. Rashi, it would seem that if he has shnei shemes, if we know he has shnei shemes, well, in a different place. If we know about it, it has to be written. But according to Tosfos, the criteria is that the mokim anasina, he has a different name. Abu Behuzik, let's go back to Tosfos. Abu Behuzik, Mishrei shemes, b'mokim echad, kosher b'diyevet, afilu b'echad mehem, v'afilu b'chaniche, it's kosher b'diyevet, afilu you don't even write the shem ha'muvik, you write a chaniche, it's also good. U'mi l'chatchile tzorich lichtoiv shnei, u'lachatchile, if he has two names in one place, you should write both of them. Afilu k'siv v'nesine b'mokem echad, that's a l'chatchile k'diyevet, dikadim, kediyama besomach ruba miriam umiyut sara, so you write miriam b'chol shum sheyesh lo, mashma de bechad mokim kori loch, b'hochi, that in one place he had these two names, and it says you should write both, and the same you should be magdim the shame that roiva noshim. So there is a lachatchila dikedin to write both names. And that the Rabbi Natan said, but you did not write a shame, in this lachatchila dikedin, you don't write a shame, shall obey this kechov. That is not, that is no lachatchila to write such a name there. V'chein mashme b'yirishalmi al hach b'raise d'ochem. From the Yerushalmi, it would seem klar. Now, just let us see the Beraisa for 1 minute. Hoyu loy shtei noshim, achas b'yehuda v'achas b'golam. B'loy shnei shemes, echad b'yehuda v'echad b'golam. B'girish es ishtoi shebe'yehuda, b'shmoi shebe'yehuda. This ishti shebegolul, bishmai shebegolul, ain't a begereshes, at shigar says ishti b'yehuda, bishmai shebehuda, b'shem de gololimboi. Now, if we would learn this paraisa, l'cheir it would seem, begirish es ishti shebehuda, Bishmoy Shebehuda. Vishem de Golulimoy. He has to write the shame of Golul. Now, in the Baraisa, it does not necessarily say that it was written in Golul. We don't have to learn like that. Pshat. He has two names. You know he has two names. So, let us say for all practical purposes, the get was written in Yehuda. It's given in Yehuda. And he has to write the shame of Golo. Because he has another name, so you have to write that other name. Then that would not be like the Rabbeinu Tam. I mean, then it seems, if you have two names, and I know two names, you have to write two names. Okay, he's writing the Mokim and the Sina, and he has another name, you have to write another name also. Rabbi Natan said, no, the whole din of this Baraisa is speaking about, we're speaking about a mokim aksive and a mokim anasina, And it was written in one place and was given over in the second place. So he says, this pshat, what I'm saying in the Baraisa, v'chein mashma b'Yerushalmi alach Baraisa, d'ohochet. The Yerushalmi explains this Baraisa, like the Rabbeinu Tam said. Masnisen, the Baraisa is speaking about k'shohoyo b'Yehuda. Oh, so the Yerushalmi says, klara dibur. It's speaking about he was in Yehuda. V'kosav legarish es ishtoy shebegolot. And it was, so the shem sheb Yehuda, that was the mokim aksive. And he wrote this get, legarish es ishtoy shebegolot. So that means the get will be given over begolot. So it says in the Baraisa that the shem sheb Yehuda is not enough. Because in the mokim anesine, the shem sheb Yehuda is not known. Hoy shahoye begolu, because of legarish es ishtoy shem Yehuda. So the shem of golu is not good, since in the mokim and the sine, he is a different shem. Abol im hoyo be Yehuda, because of legarish ishtoy shem Yehuda, hareizu megureshes. Ah, he has another name in golu, that doesn't matter. What's the problem? He's writing the shem shem Yehuda. In Yehuda, so there's no kilkul of the mokim and the sinner that people will not know that he's the husband. If I can't, they know him as his name. So there's no, so then it's kosher. So the ikav is only if he wrote the shame of the mokim aksive and the mokim and the sinner is a different shame. Omar Rabbi Yossi hoda de taima, b'di'evet is good if he was in Yehuda. And he wrote the shame shebi Yehuda, so but the evidence good, Avchatchil tzach lichtav shneim. That's also what the Rabbi Netamet said. And when Netamet said if a person has two names, that was Ruban Korilo Miryon Uputa Korilo Sara, a person has two names, so Lechatchil you have to go and write both names. Here we don't, not out this chash, that the Mokim and the Sina, they don't know who the Megarish is. But if the person has two names, so all names have to be written. That's what we see from this Gemara. In Dush Tait Nirushalmi, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, "Ani mi li b'diavad, aber lechatchila tzach lichtav shneim." So the Emerson, I mean, someone was moira, v'chein mashma b'Yerushalmi. I mean, v'chein kosel b'Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, "Mamish vod v'vod," that Rabbi Netam said. He says, the Yesoid says Rabbi Netam, the whole psul b'di'evet is only if in the mokim and the sinner they're not aware of the shame of the mokim aksiva, then the pasul b'di'evet. If we don't have this problem, chatchili should write both names. Period. Now, Taisus is going to speak about another nekuda. So I'll upon him. This is Shitus HaRabbeinu Tam. Now, there is going to speak about another Nekuda. Now, but let us again see the Baraisa. Hoyu lo yishtei noshim, achas b'Yehuda v'achas b'golo. V'lo yishnei shemes echad b'Yehuda v'echad b'golo. V'girish es ishtoi shebi'Yehuda b'shmoi shebi'Yehuda. V'girish es ishtoi shebi Yehuda, mishmoi shebi Yehuda. V'es ishti shebi golo, mishmoi shebi golo. Eina megureshes. Ad shegirish es ishtoi shebi Yehuda, mishmoi shebi Yehuda, v'shem de golo limay. So you need the shame of the mokim anesine and the shame of the mokim aksive. He says that we have to know in the mokim aksive fakert, we need that also. That's also makiv b'dievet v'istachoyis. It says in a kosher. So we need the mokim, the shame of the mokim anesine, plus the shame of the Mokim Aksib. Which name are we Magdim first? So it would seem from the Beraise. Einem begeresh es shigarish es ishtoy shebi Yehuda b'shmoy shebi Yehuda. So that's the shem shebmokim on the sinu. The shem the golul imoy. So you're right. So it seems the seder that the seder that is written in the get is shem shebi Yehuda umiskarye. We write the shem of golul. That's the Seder, that's the way it should be written. Now let us see Taisvis. V'hocho isa shem mokim anasim me'iker. In the Bereis it says that the shem, the mokim anasim me'iker, v'shel mokim aksi v'tofel. K'diktoni yat shigarish ishtoi shebegolil So that's what it seems from the Arta Sefta. Avo betei Sefta oise mokeng ksivis aget iker. But in the Sefta it would seem that you write both, but the iker name is mokeng aksive. When the get is written, and then you write the miskarye, you write down the other name. V'chein isa hosom. And this is the lashon of the Tosefta. Yesh loy beis noshim. A person has two wives. Achas begolu. V'achas beYehuda. Girish ishtoi shebeYehuda. B'shem shebegolu, which is the Mokim Aksive, v'ishtei shebegolu, b'shem shebeyuda, posel. V'im omar, ani pleini shebeyuda, im Hashem sheyeshli begolu. Now, the first case is speaking about he wrote the Mokim Maksive. Girish ishte b'Yehuda shebeshem shebegolo. That means the Mokim Maksive was in Golo. He was Girish ishte shebeyehuda and he just wrote the Mokim Maksive. That's possible. V'imama ani ploini shebeyehuda. So this is the Mokim Maksive. Im Hashem sheyeshli begolu, and he adds on the Shem of the Mokim and the Sine. Oy shohoye b'mokim acha, because of echem mihem kosha. So now the Tosefta says two cases which are kosher. Case number two, oy kosher oy b'mokim acha, means and there wasn't this chazak that he has two shemes. The Mokim Aksiva wasn't the Schazik, there's a shame in Golol or Yehuda. So then, if there's not a Schazik, you write the name of the Mokim Aksiva. That's case number two. Case number one is, another case that it's kosher, if he wrote the Mokim Aksiva, Ani Pleini Shebi Yehuda, Im Hashem Sheyeshli Begolol, Zuso kasha. That means I said posel, he only wrote the Mokim Aksive. He didn't write the Mokim Hanasine. If he wrote the Mokim Aksive plus the Mokim Hanasine, it is kasha. Now, we'll come back to, so we'll just say over the Loshon Marsho. So the Marsho says pshat, that Taisus understood. When is it kasha? If he was Magdim, v'im oma, ani ploimi shebe Yehuda, he was Magdim, the shame aksive, Im Hashem sheyesh li begolu, kosher. So the Maharsha says, Taisus understood pshat, it is kosher only when he's magnum the shame haksiva to the shame and the sina. It will be magnum the shame and the sina to the shame haksiva will be possible. Because the mocking ksivas haget, forget where the get is being written, it has to be written, here we know you as Yochanan, and you'll say, Ani Yosef, the Miskari Yochanan, that's not good. So, Bemaki Maksiva, we need Ani, what the name is over here. But you have to write the other name also, the Miskari, then you write the second name, then it's kosher. Only then it's kosher. That's what Tosis understood. And that Tosis brings, then Tosis continues. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel loyma afilu kosa shame the Yehuda begolu. He wrote in Golu shame the Yehuda. V'shame the Golu be Yehuda kosha. Now, what does Rav Shimon ben Gamliel mean? Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says in the mokim haksive he wrote the shame of the mokim and the sinner. So Taisvis understood. Rav Shimon Gamliel is not Choylik and Rav Gamliel Azokin. Rav Gamliel Azokin said you have to write both Shemes. So why does Rav Shimon Gamliel Choylik? He said if he wrote the Shem Hanesine, B'moke Maksive, it's good. So he says, know what that means? That he wrote the Shem Maksive first. Shem Hanesine first. That means that what the Tanakhama holds, that it's Ma'akev. That you have to first write the Shem Maksiva and then the Shem Anasina. So Rav Shimon Gamliel, and if not, it won't be kosher. So Rav Shimon Gamliel says, no, if you'll be magdim the Shem Anasina before the Shem Maksiva, it's also kosher. But Al Kopone from the Tosefta, it seems clear that you're magdim the Shem Maksiva before the Shem Maksiva. Before the Shem Anasina. That's what it seems in the Tosefta. According to the Tanakhama, if you don't write like this, it's possible the Ebbet. The Seder is Ma'akiv, you have to be Magdim first, the Shem Anasina, Shem Aksiva, because where the Get is being written, it has to be written for the person who we know this is his name. We can write a Get for someone. That, someone else he's called, we write first his name that he's Unzakah. And Rav Shimon Gamliel says, if you write the name, the Shem on the scene, it's also kosher by the Eved. Abol kapanim l'chatchila, everyone holds you have to be magdim, the Shem Aksiva. And in our Gemara, it says you have to be magdim, the Shem on the scene first. The Mokim HaGerish, and as they write to Yisraelans, it says, in the Megrasha, Shigasa, Shishtei, Shabiyuda, Vishmoy, Shabiyuda, Vishem the Golali boy. So Agamara holds you magnum the shame on the scene. Umehosom Nami Mashme, the Bemegarish, Begolol, Oise, Shabi Yehuda Mairi. Also, not Tamazai, he has two names. Achas Begolul, Achas Beyehuda. Also, it's speaking about that two names in two places. Vahashte, Berishoyne Hoya Mishane Shmoy Ushmo. Now let's go to the Loshna Mishneh, Kairi Shinoi, Masheine Kaisev, Elashem Echod, Mishnei HaMekoimetz. He only wrote one name from the two Mekoimetz. Rafishem Makirim Boy Bemokimacher V'doimolem Shino Shmai Yishma. That means Taisus is saying Amor Dikazach. Now we'll understand the Loshon HaMishnah. That means if we will assume that there's a halach if a person has two names, you have to write both names, and that's Takonis Rabban Gamliel.
And that's because you have to write both names. So why does the Talmud call it Mishane Shmo Yishmo? Where's there a Shinui? He didn't change anything. He didn't write the complete name. But why is it called Mishane Shmo Yishmo? But the way the Rabbi Natan said, it's very good. It was Mishane Shmo Yishmo, because in one place, Sayyid Namakim Nasina or Namakim Aksiva, he wasn't known by this name. So this is a Shinui Hashem. That's why the Tanna calls it was a Shinui Hashem. That's what Rabbi Natan says over here. V'doyme Elohem Shinui Shmo Yishmo. For one of the two Mekaymis, it looks, he's called the Namakim Nasina Yechanin, and he's called Yosef, and he comes and he says, right again, Ani Yochanan. Yochanan, since when are you Yochanan? So this is called a Shinui Hashem. He was not known Bechlal in this Mokim with this name. Then Yesh Lefor Yishem Iroi Vishem Iro. Also, that it had two names. So fine. So this is Shitus Rabbi Natam. So Rabbi Natam says, so Al Koponim, in our tzir that we're speaking about, in this Mokim, he's called he was a Meshumet in those. So this sugya doesn't apply to, there is only a L'chatchila Dikedin to write all the names. That's the Inyan from Miriam, the Miskari Yisore. So that's a L'chatchila Dikedin. I am assuming there's no lechatchila dekedin to put his name in a get. So fartik. But now, Taisus has a problem. He says, when the Rabbi Natan was proving that a person has two names, both names can be one, but the end it's kosher, a fill of one name. So Taisa says as follows. Taisa put a raya from Chaniche, that you can write a full kos of Chanichos, it's also kosher. Now, Boho, the Kama Bamagarish kos of Chanichos, the Chanichos kosher, which could be the evidence. And the Baal Halachas Daila says, Pshat is that they wrote only a Chaniche. Mashma afilu lechatchila. Ein tzach lichtov shneim. So now we have a problem. Aval gav. The gabi Miriam shebisamoch ubi Yerushalmi emrinin the davke b'diyevet kosher. So lochayra nafes is a problem. L'chayre, we have here an agemore, and the Yerushalmi vices, if a person has two names, say, l'chatchila, you should write both names. So, l'chloy medenikiye yadash, be Yerushalayim, o yishmaisayim, yiduyim. The lekelas, that means, that everyone, even though it wasn't a shame amuvik, even though it wasn't a shame amuvik, but, Al-Koponim, there was a nickname, but they were known close that they know this nickname, they knew that this is Yenna. So there's no need. Miriam and Tzore, it seems, others only knew her Al-Tzore. No, there was a meet, but others only knew her Al-Tzore. So Mela, so you have to write Miriam and Tzore. You can't write Miriam the Miskari Tzore. Inami. Kshashemois doimim zelo zeh. Now this says another thing. Shakini doimim l'shem l'chadchila kosher aftekini. Now this wants to say another word. That a kinui is, if it's Yankel and it's Yankel, which is a kinui of Yankel, some emela, so here, he says, our Gemara is speaking about, there are two Shemes. Others, she's called Miriam, she's called Sarah. So there, you have to write both names. It's like two different names. But if the kinui is doyme l'shem, so l'chadchila kosher af bekinui, and you don't have to write pastis both shames. I would like to mention Ashtikol Ha'orev, the Maram Shik, the Chedushim and our Gemara, it's brought down in Paiskim that the Shem Maharisa, the Shem that was given Bishas Leida, has a Din Kedime. And here, by Miriam and Sarah, the Gemara doesn't mention what she was called Bishas Leida. Tully, how right people call her, that's how you're Magdim, that shame you're Magdim. So the Maram Shik says that since they're two distinct names, let's say she was called Sarah, but now people call her Miriam, that is what she's called now. So Mamela, so this overweighs the Shem Arisa, the name she was called, Bishas Leida. He says, that what it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, that one should be Magdim, the Shem Arisa, that is, if both are the same name, now one is like a Chaniche, so then one should be Magdim, the Shem Arisa. Because both are the same name, so then we reckon with the Shem Arisa. So there's two ways how to call her with this name, so we're Magdim the Shem Arisa. Dach Sechmir, this is not, they came out now, Sefer Emes Liyakev, from the Shiva Rab Yaakov, Zechenu Lebroch, and Dalet Chalke Shulchan Aruch. So in Chelek Eben Ezer, they bring down an agor, a Maisha Shahoyo, there was someone that the name that was given was Serel. The parents called her Serel, and all her friends called her Sarah, and she wrote Sarah. And there was, b'shas the ksivas haksube, there was a machloikis between the Hungarish rabbonim and the Litvish rabbonim. Rabbi Yankov was the one that was writing the ksube. What shame to write first, since she was called Serel. And Rabbi Yankov held that you should write, since she writes Sarah, and all her friends call her Sarah, so Sarah is the name, Sarah the Miskar Yisrael. L'chaira, this is not like the Maram Shik. L'chaira, Bosi. Let us see the Mishnah further. Ein amona nifras minichse yisoymen ela bishvua. An amona can be goive, can only be goive minichse yisoymen only if she swears. She swears, he says, that she as yet did not receive any chelik of the ksube. Is nimnu mila hashbiya. Then there was a tkufa that they decided they will not be mashbiya the almonis. And what will be? So she won't get a ksube. That means we need the biro of shvur. And then they, Bezdin decided, we'll see later why, that we cannot be mashbiya dalmonis. So finish. So the show, she doesn't get exuber. Is hiskin ram gamliel azokin, so gamliel azokin made a takon. He also agreed, he cannot be mashbiya dalmonis. But lidoch gise, to make that, they shouldn't be able to be gave the ksuba is also not yosha. We need a biro from these almonis that they as yet did not get paid. But we can't have that this biro should come about through a shvuah. So, Gemila Zoka made a takonu shetei neideres li yisoimim kol ma she yirtzu. That she makes a nether for the yisoimim, whatever they want. The goy v'ksubos. And then she'll be goy v'ksubos. We'll see in Rashi, as soon as we finish the Mishnah, exactly what this means. The Mishnah continues, another takonu of Rabbi Gemila Zoka. Ha'idem chais min ala get m'nei tikkun ha'ilo. The Hillel Hiskin, our takana from Hillel, Puzbo, M'nei Tikkun Ha'ilam, we have a takana of Puzbo, also of Tikkun Ha'ilam. Let us see Rashi. Ein amone nifras, minichsa yisaymim es ksuboso, elo bishvur, shloi niskablo klo, that she swears she did not receive anything yet. Nimnu milashbiyo, then Bezin decided we will not be mashbiya anymore. So what happened? Va'oisa mafsedes k'subosa. That means you cannot be goiva only with a bidder of shvur. We decided not to be mashbiya, so she was mafsedes k'subim. But Mara Meforish, my time of why they decided to stop giving her shvur. Then Rabbi Gamliel Azoka made a takonish that they know deres li yisoymen kol ma she yitzu. Yivcharu lahem dover kosher lahadiro. They were boicher, something that'll be very difficult for her. Lahadiro, that means that kegoyim koinem mini mizoynis olai. That she also mizoynis im nanesi miksubasi. So I am not allowed to eat mizoynis. V'gayvik subosa. V'im niskabla tchila. Arei hi neseres b'chol mozayn. But she can't eat any food. Hilkach lehavit hodra v'shokla. Lechshida laver onidra. Now, this Rashi is a shvera Rashi. Baruch Hashem, I saw the Eitzah brings down the Haflo and the Haflo Matem at Beit that says Pshat in this Rashi. But let's first explain what's Shver on this Rashi. L'chaire, from the first Rashi, it would seem, what was the Nedda? The Nedda was, Rashi says, Rein Neseres B'chol Mozei. So Mozei means food. They told her, they asked her, Rebetzin, did you get anything from the Ksuba? No, I never got anything from the Ksuba. Right, so they say, okay, well, you can get anything from the Ksuba, we'd just like you to make a nether. The nether is, if I got something from the Ksuba, I'm not allowed to eat anything. Nothing, finished. I'm stop eating. She got white a little bit, then, Rebetzin, that's, you just said you never get anything from the Ksuba. Fine. So, if you want a month the Ksuba, think about it for a few days.
I see Miksuba, see?
I had enough from the Ksuba. So fine. So now Rashi says, we gave Ksuba, so we in this Kabbalah of Tchila, Arei Neseres B'chol Mozei. So, Hilkach, Rashi, Lehavis, Hotro, V'shoklo, so she won't take again, L'chshida Lavar Anidro. So, L'chaire, why does Rashi to speak about taking again? If she took, she just made a nedim nanesi miksubasi, I'm also b'chol mozein. So, finished. So, she was nanesi, so she's not allowed to, that's what the nedim was. I'm not allowed to eat, but she's eating. So, sorry that she never got anything. Rashi says, L'chaire, all of a sudden we're speaking about taking again. So the Haflo says Pshad, that in Emerson, if the nether would only be if I had taken, I'm not allowed to eat any mezainis. So Rashi held, this is a nether sheyefshel is kain, this is a nether shok. So the nether is in chal. He says, I'm also bizarre. A person can exist without mezainis. This is called a nether shok. And the Dormi Ramachloik is the Shuas Bemis is a machlokes that the Ran and the Rambam, this is called Bechlal Shov, eating. It's a chilek between eating and sleeping. Al Koponim. So he says that Rashi held it's a nether show. So the nether mechlal is a chal. So therefore, the nether was as follows. That if you, before, had received from your ksube, and you're going to take now again, then the nether will be chal. Now this is not called a nether show. That's not called a nether shev shalamid boy, because it's ef shalamid boy. Don't take again. So lemaise, so the nether only gets activated if she takes again. So that's why Rashi says, "Ilkach lehava odra v'shokla d'chshida laver al nidra." That was the nether. The nether was if you had received and you'll take again. So he says, "Forget. Let's look at the Dibra Masel of Rashi. V'goy v'ksubosa." That's pshat the Mishnah. The Mishnah says. That means if she'll be now goyve the ksube, so comes out now the nether was activated, now the nether is chal, and we have a biru that Takeshi never took.
Like this, before Takanas HaMagamliel, women were afraid to get married. That means because if the husbands will die, so they're stuck. The business is not much be of them. They have no way of being given the ksuba. So this is a tikkun olam. The gabi choismen, the farsh b'gmora, my tikkun ike. Let us see Taisvis. Enaf amona nifras minichse yisoymen elo bishvu. Vim toima. Voloi nitno ksube ligvois michai. She has no schus whatsoever to be gave the ksube michai. That means before he gives her a get, before he dies, there is no schus that she has to be gave the ksube. So memele, so let's put in other words, so there's no chiyuv on him to pay exubit, cause man she's not to get, and he doesn't die. There's no chiyuv pilei. For Omar, Reish Lakish, per kamed above a basra, chazoke ein odom pereya b'seich smano. That means, Reish Lakish said, that if a person borrowed money for 5 years, and then later, he said he paid up, so chazok in odem pereya teizman. Or let's put it better. The Gemara says over there, v'amrinin hosam ilchasei kevosei, afilu miyasmi lipore b'loi shvue. That means that if this leiva died, was a havo for 5 years, and now the leiva died a day before the end of the 5th year, 2 days before, So the malva can now be goyve minichse yisaimim without a shvur. Because there's no sofik in our mind that he didn't pay. He didn't pay. And odom pereya teirz manay. Moses alavai yifre bismanay. But before that, there's nothing but the chalom about. He borrowed some amela we see from Reish Lakish. But there's an ansadi that a person will not pay. Kozman is not mechuyev to pay. And this chazake is strong enough that there's no necessity to swear for your soymen. Like Taisve, so aksub is the zolba Taisve's manai. There's no chiyev peroing sube before the get or before the mises. And a mele, why does she have to swear? The shloima dahani mili balchoy. By a balchoy, this applies. I don't have to think the leiva will pay. Aval almane, the isla betnai best. Now there's a chiyuv of that originates from a tnai best to give her a ksuba. Matvis lo tzrori afilu b'soich smana. That means there's a chash, there's a tremendous feeling of obligation, and he knows he is a tnai best to give her. So even though at the present time there's no chiyuv and she cannot be given, but the tnai bezdin
motivates him to give her money to hold her security that if he'll die, then she should have the money already for the ksuba. Ki da ashkan de pelle kanaisei de chayshinen bibnaisov tfei litzorori bibnais ishtoi ishim de kima disma betnai bezn at besinu tzori. There's a chiyuv, there's a chiyuv at my bezn that if a father dies, but there's a chiyuv mezainis to the daughters, mitnai bezn, schayv be mezainis sayin. Bnais ishtoi could be that tnai ksube, that means this was written in the ksube, but it's not my bezn, this has to be. So by a tnai ksube, it's not muchach that will be matves tzori, he doesn't feel so obligated. My bezin, he feels obligated. So Memela, so what is Taisvis saying? So Taisvis is saying, even though it is not as man chiyuv, which doesn't have any schus agviye, but people pay. As my bezin, people are matfes tzori. So therefore, there's no chazoka that he didn't pay. So therefore, if there's no chazoka that he didn't pay, so she needs a shvua. Like this, only, Rish Lakish only said, when there's a chazoka that the leivah didn't pay, let's say the leivah died, takes a man boy, so there's a chazoka he didn't pay, so then the malva can mum from the yisema without a shvua. But here there's no chazoka that the malva's not matvis tzori, and he is matvis tzori because it's a tnai bezin, so that obligates him to ensure that she'll get the ksuba. So, well, that's what she has to pay. V'im toima, ha de porich b'gemore ma'iriya amona. The Gemara asks a kasha, let us just see the Gemara for a minute. Ma'iriya amona afila kula almenami. Why do you say, ein amona nifras menichsi yisoy memela b'shvur? Every malva. Every malve cannot be gave the chayvani with a shvur. The kaimel and abali pora menichsi yisayim la yifra ela b'shvur. So why does the Mishnah speak about an almona? Every bal chayv. So it says almona tzrichalei. Sal kedai tachamina mishum chino akilu rabonon gabo. I would think, yeah, I say so. Every bal chayv is poshet that they have to swear. But I would think an almone can get away without a shvur, al tzchina, it's kamash malon, but she can't get away from it. Mishum chine, so Rashi says, she echein ha'anoshim be'enei ha'anoshim linose lam. He says that women should want to marry the men if they'll know they'll have to swear and in order to get their money. Tachsmer, just to appreciate this a little bit, Tachsmer Ramesha says in the Tshuva, Masayim Zuz was enough money that a person was able to support himself for a year. So like this, I mean, that was the chain of the ksube that she knows if whatever happens, she's secure for a year. So Mamela, for the next year, that Mashen is Daigan and Al-Kabanim for it, I'm secure for a year. So I'd have a havamin and b'shem chino we should make a takone that she wouldn't have to swear. Kamash malo. Now let's go back to Taisus. V'im taima od the par b'gmor ma'iri amone leime de nokat amone af al pi shohu teichs mana. The Mishnah wants to tell us a rabu, so why do you have to come and tell us a nice word chino? Forget, we're telling you a chiddush, even though it's teichs mana, also it could be gaiva. Vishloima the tvei avle lashminin bedavo she'enoi t'nai bezn, kegoin bebal choyv la'achas manoi, mi ba'al mone, avogav shu toichs manoi kibun de isla be t'nai bezn. The lashon of Taisvis is not too clear. The tvei avle lashminin bedavo she'enoi t'nai bezn kegoin bebal choyv. Why? The Chiddush Rabbeinu, I think the Ksav Sefer does not understand Taisus Teret.
In Chedusha Rabbeinu Azriel, he wants to say that the Emerson, each one has a besondere Chedush. First of all, a Ksuba is not called Teich Zmanoi, that's for sure, because it doesn't have a loch of Teich Zmanoi, because it's at Tnai Bezen, so people like to ensure that she'll get her Ksuba, so it's Mafisot. So there's no Maila of Teich Zmanoi. There's no my love to his manner. By Balchoy, it's La'acha's manner. It's as man chiyuv. So that's also a man, La'acha's manner. I mean, you're mechuyuv to pay. Mechuyuv to pay already. Mechuyuv to pay up. La'acha's manner. You don't have the mechayev maybe of Tanai Bezen, but he mechuyev to pay. So the Ben Yisrael says that the Mishnah should, each one has their maila. That means there's a svara to say that none of them have the bill of tax money. None of them have. Al chayv is lach as manoi, now kem as man chiyu peroi. So besiche is a mile of a tenai bezin, which is also an initiative to pay. So the tana should have, so one isn't better than the other, so the tana should have been seisim. But you're not goive, me you say me, Allah bishvua. Why did he speak about one case of almona? So that, the Gemara says, because Amona has a Chiddush. I would think Al Tzchina, we were part of a Mashvur. Ma'iri Amona, afilu kula amanami. Ve'im ishim deboi lemisne seife, denimnu melashbiyo. Maybe he's talking about Amona because of the seife. He says, abazundra takona, they did not permit an Amona to swear. We'll see later why. So, abazundra Amona. I will miss the form in the sea of Simon, Ella Bishvue, period. Speaking about all Toivim, the name no much be as Almone. But why did he start with Almone? That's the Gemara's Kasha. He said, the first Halacha that Almone has to swear, why did he speak about Afkamone? That you can mention everyone. Everyone can only be Goyva only with a Shvue. And, but they said Almone is not allowed to swear. So that's why the Mishnah, because the Mishnah wants to tell us a Chiddush. It's the Sefer speaking about Almona, that's a din in Almona. But why did he speak in the Bereisha also about Almona? Because there's a Chiddush in Almona over Balchoy as the Svar of Chinah. Amon is Rikhala, Vim Taima, Amon and Amitanina, Bakaisiv. It's this din that we're Matsuha to swear even though there's a swear of Chine, and if Ras Menichsi Yisamil Sifra Elo Beshvua. So that's speaking about a Ksuba. Yishloim Menichsi Lukme Begrusha. Maybe that Mishnah is speaking about a Grusha. By a Grusha they said, that she has to swear. That means if the husband gave her a get, she could have mummed the chayel
And then later, when he died, they said, "Shir this way, but from the Yisrael." Apple gav the Beksubis per kamon amrinin. The Grusha nami boy chayim. Some emailer, so Philip speaking about a Grusha. So I see the hoodie of Amone, Mikal Mokim, Leshminim na Amone, the Grush Neid in Kechine, Abi Achazman, Bal Koponim, a Grush has one more mile over an Almone, that's Achazman. This Man Chiv came already. So even though there's a Sfor of Chayim, but since it's a Zman Chiv, I'm Chayish more for Piroim. And remember, since that Grusha, the Zman Chiv came, it's a Tanai Bezn. So Memele, so there I would say, so there I'm more Olu to be Chayish that she got paid up. Ablamon is Bitalti, Dutoich Zmano, Vikanami Chine. So Memele, that's why our Mishnah is telling us a Chiddush more than that Mishnah, but could be speaking about a Grusha. Even though he mentioned it already in Ksubis, but since he's not Marech, so he speaks about the Chiddush of Almona, even though it was previously mentioned in Masechtas Ksubis.